Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
Ariane, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
And the seaweed is always greener. It's somebody else's lake. You dream about growing up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
I love this song. Okay, the mermaid documentary. And yet, you know, instead of boycotting the animal planet, it's a fiesta for them. They aired a hoax called Mermaids, the New Evidence. Here's a clip from last year's show, Mermaids, the Body Found, which was also a phony, a hoax. It's the War of the Worlds, folks. Nothing's new here. Orson Welles did this. He made a career for him. Listen to it.
That's a weird-looking salmon.
Mermaids, the Body Found.
Now, that was two guys looking over a cliff. One of them was pretending to try and figure out how to use his camera. And the other guy was like, oh, how do you zoom? How do you? And then they show this thing that looks like a seal, but then it turns around and slithers away quite a distance away. Still, you know, 200 feet away. And the one guy, as you heard, was like, oh, my God, tell me you got that right. Couldn't have been more fake. It really.
Yeah. Now, you know, now that you know it's a hoax, you can hear the bad acting.
And also, mermaids aren't real.
There's that. Well, there's that.
That's my
not to Joe. Joe says Egypt are the people that saw them.
He's joking.
No, I'm not.
You don't think mermaids are real?
I haven't seen one, but I'm not going to go out there and say they don't exist. I doubt they exist now. But
have
that's
you seen
not
a unicorn?
That's not to say.
Let me ask you, if it's a unicorn, do you have the same feelings?
Well, some of these animals, you know, a lot of things have gone extinct on this planet. So a lot of them in our lifetime.
Unicorns may have gone extinct.
Mermaids may not be out there anymore. That's not to say they never were. Now, I'm not, you know, if I were going to bet, I would probably bet against it. But I'm willing to, I'm the kind of person, you know, I was driving into work a couple days ago and somehow I had it on the wrong channel. And I'm listening to this lady talk matter-of-factly about her and her husband going up in the spaceship and laying down on the table and getting examined by the aliens. And, you know, 10 minutes into this, I'm like, yeah, I could see
I'd
that. I
buy it.
I got no reason to disbelieve this woman.
You're listening to the country music station?
I don't know what channel it was, but you know, I'm willing to give people the benefit of the doubt on this sort of stuff.
But there might be mermaids, even when they just announced it was a fake documentary.
Well, I know this particular mermaid.
Right, they didn't actually find.
It's just in one man insists that it's real, even though they say it's fake.
3 minutes after 7 o'clock.
I want to do bad things with you. When you came in, the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you.
In 1992, Bill Engvall won the American Comedy Award for Best Male Stand-Up Comedian. Things have only gotten better ever since. Bill is now blue-collar comedy royalty with dozens of specials, hundreds of sold-out shows, his own series, CDs, cartoons. He's even got an amusement park in the works. If you hurry, you can get tickets right now to see Bill Engvall perform at Snoqualmie Casino on July 11th. For a link to the Ticketmaster and Snoqualmie box office, go to bobrivers.com. Here's your sign. Bill Engvall is on the phone with us now. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Couldn't be better, my friends. And you guys are talking about one of my pet peeves in life.
Which is?
Well, the fact that my industry, television, pays people to go out and look for these myths. Why can't I get that job?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like finding Bigfoot. If I see that idiot one more time, go, I think there's a Squatch in it. Shut up. There's no... If you're telling me in this day and age of radar, GPS, and a bazillion people that no one else has seen the Squatch but you, and they haven't seen it, because like, they would be somewhere. You'd find bones if you were fishing. You'd catch a mermaid. They're not that smart.
Well, wait a minute, Bill. Being a blue-collar comic, though, don't you know that there's a sizable portion of your fans and your audience who are the ones who support these theories?
I know, and I'm trying to convert them one by one. Listen, it's like, if you want to believe it, that's fine, but don't be like this. These TV shows, it's just like, the alien thing has a better chance, I think, of you know, people.
So you're with Joe on the aliens. I think people have been probed.
I'm glad you're coming around, Bill. You're making me cry there. I couldn't believe that.
This is my thing about it. We don't know about outer space. We think, you know, that one of the things that drives me crazy the most about being a human, it's funny, because I have this joke in my act I do about, because I watched a show, I have aliens visit our planet, and I think they have, and they just realized it would take them way too long to bring us up to speed, because we're just,
right.
we're like the slow learners in the universe. You know, I think we're really smart, and we do pretty good on our own, but we're not. Yeah. I remember as a kid going to Disneyland back in the 60s, and there was a thing there. General Electric had the World of the Future ride, and you sat in this chair, and it turned in. By the time we got to 2013, we were supposed to have flying cars.
Yeah.
You know, it's like somewhere along the line, we ditched a few classes, and we.
You know what? You're living that Jetsons disappointment that we all feel here in Seattle.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're like, supposed to have the robot that was talked nice to us.
Yeah, and Rosie the robot. You bet, man.
The robot vacuum cleaner we have though is just a little flying saucer that flies around.
Some people do have a dog treadmill, but other than that, nothing else came through.
Yeah, I guess the nearest thing we got is that stupid vacuum cleaner that you turn on.
Right, right.
Supposedly vacuums the house by itself, but what happens is it gets stuck in a corner. And it's not smart enough to get out of there. Yeah. So you've got a really clean corner of your house.
So, Bill, you're coming to Seattle. You're going to be here July 11th. We should have some sunshine for you.
Which I love playing at.
Yes, and, you, and it's Snoqualmie.
Yeah, for me it's always a treat coming up there because, believe it or not, I actually have had a few ties to that area because my daughter went to school at UPS. So we were up there quite a bit, and I love the Seattle area. Love it.
Ah, well, that's good to know, because we're about as far away from the South as you can be, right?
You guys, you know what's funny that you bring this up? Because you would think that my biggest following would be from Texas and the South and all that, but it's actually the Northwest.
Come on.
And I don't know if it's because I kind of debunk the theory of what every Southerner sounds like or acts like, but... Mm. I just have a great time. And for whatever, I think one of the reasons I do well up there is because I just talk about stuff they you can relate to. I don't try to sell you something that's not, you know, like to get up there and for me to try to do drug jokes or fat jokes or, you know, they go, well, you don't look like that. You did that. And I just talk and have a great time. And, for whatever reason, the great people of the Northwest have taken me in, and I love it.
That was before you started bad-mouthing the existence of Bigfoot, so I might expect a different reaction.
Things could be cold. It could be a chilly reception.
Right.
The only reason I know that area is because I watched that stupid show, because I can't. The one that I miss is going to be the one where they finally find one.
Yeah. When you're writing your jokes, do you ever, like, see a drug joke or a fat joke and go, no, I'm taking the high road. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but I have one drug joke I do in my show, and it was only because it was actually a true story that I would, because of this, you know, the business and all this stuff, as I get older, I'm getting more stress in my life. So I went to my doctor and I said, look, you got to write me a prescription for something to help me, because I wasn't sleeping at night. I was up till 4:35 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I don't want to write a prescription for pills. And I go, well, I'm dying here. And he said, have you ever tried medical marijuana? And I said, I've never even tried unmedical marijuana.
Right.
You know, I said, I'm not going to jail because I can't sleep. He goes, no. He goes, I'll give you this card. It's legal in California for medical reasons. He goes, I want you to go to this dispensary. I go, what is a dispensary? He goes, it's like a drugstore. And so I'm thinking it's like a CVS or a Walgreens or, you know, guys with lab coats and name tags. No, it was just five white guys with dreadlocks who wanted to hug me. And I was like, this isn't working. But
did you actually do it?
I actually tried it and totally freaked out. I mean, completely freaked out that because my wife is, she doesn't do it. She's never done it. She's like, she won't even let me go backstage at a Willie Nelson concert. All right?
Just that's because you might get it secondhand.
Yeah. So, so I got the marijuana from the doctor, and I went downstairs in my basement. Well, I've never smoked pot. I don't have papers. I don't. And all he had was my granddad's old. Remember your those tray of pipes that your granddad would have? There was like five. So I when my granddad passed away, I got to take that because it reminded me of granddad whenever I smelled pipe smoke. And so I put the pot in the pipe, and I stood up, and I'm looking right in the mirror, and I went, good God. I look like Ward Cleaver trying to get high right now. Which would have been a great episode, by the way.
Yeah. Ward, finally.
Man, this is the...
He named his kid Beaver.
Yeah. Best pot roast ever, honey.
Well, you know, Bill, it's... 100% legal here now, recreational, everything.
100% legal? Yeah,
well, as long as you don't meet someone who works for the United States government.
Well, yeah.
And
actually,
yes. And I got to tell you something. That's one another reason why I love the Northern. You guys have always been forward-thinking. It's like California is on the same track, but they're just like three steps behind.
Yeah.
It's like they go, hey, we're going to legalize pot, and then somebody went, should we put any regulations? They go, nah. We don't have to worry about it. Why would we do that?
Yeah, we're actually, I mean, part of our government is literally creating the recreational rules right now for growing and distributing and collecting taxes. And we're looking.
They did a study that said California would be out of the red within a year. Just because of the taxes.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. Sounds great.
And Bill, if you're still having trouble sleeping, put in Delta Farce.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I think your doctor can write you a script for that, I think.
Let me tell you something. Delta Farce was missing two things. Two things went wrong. The timing of it because of the war and the script.
That was brutally honest.
I love it.
That was a movie.
You know, it's funny, but if you talk to Larry, oh my God, you would think it was Gone with the Wind. He goes, that was a good movie. I go, dude, really? You know, but it was fun to do. It was, my first really full length thing. It was really fun to do. We had a great time doing it.
Hey, it made money, didn't it? I mean,
on DVD, yeah.
Well, you get a second shot at everything.
Yeah,
hey, you and Larry, the cable guy, are doing a bunch of stuff now. What are you guys up to?
We're doing some touring dates together, and then we've got me and Jeff and Larry have an animated show coming out this summer on CMT called the Bounty Hunters. Which is about three idiots, and Lisa Lampanelli is our boss, which I think is hysterical.
Oh, man. That's tough.
And but just, you know, just kind of cruising along right now. Just, you know, I'm getting older, which is part of the show I'm bringing into Snoqualmie there, is me getting older and dealing with that issues and not handling them well, by the way.
Which part is toughest for you? Is it the reading glasses? Is it the loss of your pressure in your fire hose? What's the deal?
I tell you, the thing that drives me the craziest is, like, the other day, we were shooting a pilot, and for this TV show that I'm waiting to see if it's going to come out or not. And so me and the director and the producer said we're going to go out for steaks one night, and after we shot, and so we made reservations. We pull in this little steakhouse, and I walk up, and the little girl working the hostess stand was just really hot. And this is the thing that I think is the hardest for me. I said, hi, table for three for Ingvall. And she looked up, and this smile came across her face, and she goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you're standing right here. And of course, my ego, my head started swelling. I turned to the fellows, and I said, I got this one. And I turned back to her, and I said, how you doing? And she goes, my dad loves you.
Yeah, that's a moment. Your sign.
There's your sign.
That was the good Lord saying, yeah, you're not as big as you think you are.
That has happened to me more times than I can count.
Yeah, it's happened regularly.
I tell you, the one other one I love is I've watched you my whole life. That's what?
My whole life since I was one. But you know what? They love you, and it really. I think the love is there, and you deserve it. You're in the education business, even though you're a comic. When you talk to people about here's your sign, a whole lot of people, a little light bulb appears over their head, and
everybody. I think the reason here's your sign got so big is just because it was something that everybody's done. Everybody's asked that stupid question the obvious question. I had one happen to me a couple years back, and it's taken me this long to be able to verbalize it. I had a vasectomy a couple years back, and I'm sitting there in the chair. I got my shirt on, but I'm naked from the waist down. My feet are in the stirrups, and the ladies out there listening, I don't know how you do this. It's just the most humiliating position you could be in your life. And it's just, you know, the doctor's kind of down there just pulling on stuff, and it was just really awkward. And I didn't know what else to do, so I just started whistling.
You whistled during your vasectomy.
Yeah, whistled. And the doctor peeked his head up between my legs and said, "You trying to distract yourself?" I said, "No, I'm just so comfortable. I forgot I wasn't alone." Here's your side.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, there's a story about you going on vacation, and you wanted to go swimming, and you couldn't. I think this was Mexico. You were
I had a hernia.
Is that it?
Yeah, was Vicodin land?
No, it wasn't Vicodin land.
That'd be a better story, actually.
The story I heard involved a shark.
I had a hernia surgery. My wife and I went to the Bahamas.
Okay.
And I discovered that half a Vicodin and a Bahama Mama does not mix well.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's how you end up with a tattoo of a turtle on your calf and a pierced ear.
Thank goodness it was your calf.
Well, what happened was my wife, I couldn't go in the water because I just had surgery like the week before. And it was just arthroscopic. It wasn't like there was a big scar, but they said don't swim, you know, for a week or so. So I figured I popped out, you know, half a Viking because it was kind of hurting. And then all of a sudden this girl came down the beach and said, "Would you like a Bahama Mama?" I said, "Well, I can't be rude." And so I drank this Bahama Mama. Well, my wife had said, "I'm going to go down the beach with our friends." She said, "Just stay here. Don't move." Because she knew I'd taken this Vicodin. And when I was walking back to my chair, she was already back. And literally from 100 yards, because I had met this guy. This other guy was walking around. And so, you know, we, for whatever reason, we're on the island. We just started hanging out. And he goes, "Hey, I'm going to go get a tattoo." And I don't even know this guy. And I go, "Well, if you'll do it, I'll do it."
Dude. Best friends forever, dog pack.
BFF after half a bike.
BFFs, man. Yeah. Come on.
Wolfpack.
So not only did we get a tattoo, but we got our ears pierced. And my wife has really bad vision, but this day she was like an eagle. I was 100 yards away from her, and I could see her looking at the lobe of my ear as the sun glinted off this gold ball that had just been jammed into my ear with some kind of staple gun.
Ooh, what did you do?
In the Bahamas, where I'm sure that it's not really hygienic. And all I heard her scream was, "Oh, my God, what have you done?" And I went, "What?" Like I'm going to hide it from her. So.
Okay, that's better than the story I'd heard about, which was about a shark warning in Mexico.
That just happened. You must have read that on my Twitter thing.
Yeah, you were at a hotel, and
we were at the St. Regis in Punta Mita, which is, by the way, if you ever go down there, it's a great hotel. Just if you want to be treated like a king,
as opposed to the crappy St. Regis's you've been in all over the rest of the world.
You don't want to go to Prince Regis.
That's a Prince Regis Philbin. You think?
Yeah.
And so we were walking down the beach, and the guy said, "Are you going to go in the water?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "It's probably not a good idea." And I said, "Why not?" And he said, "It's shark mating season." And I thought, you know, I know how irritated I'd be if somebody walked in my bedroom in the middle of it and I don't have, like, gnashingly sharp teeth. So I thought, we'll just let him alone. Because I thought the other most awkward thing would be the third wheel at a shark-making love party.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Because I had that whole, who's that guy, Larson, that used to write all the animal cartoons?
Gary Larson.
Gary Larson. Far Side, yeah.
It's like I just had this picture of these two sharks and the guy and a girl shark and me wading in my, like, boxer shorts or whatever. And he goes, "Great, your uncle's back." Like,
That might that's be a good time to swim, though, because that's the only time I'm not thinking about eating, pretty much.
Is when you're making love. That's a good idea.
But see, my luck would be I get that nearsighted shark, and with my white legs, he go, ooh, there's a nice white shark.
Hey, and you put this stuff on Twitter, too, which is, you know, I've got to subscribe to you because I subscribe to comics, brilliant comics who aren't I was worried that, like, if you put out good material on Twitter, are you wasting it?
Well, I'm very cautious about what material I put out there. Like, because the stuff I can't do on my show. Like Larry's like more of a one-liner comic, so it'd be tough for him. But like yesterday I posted, I said, if time heals all wounds, why the hell do we have Band-Aids? You know, and so it's just stuff where you just go, you know, and I'll put pictures out there, but it's taken me forever to crawl into the social media age. But I guess it's where it's at now. And the problem I found with Twitter is a lot of times you're dealing with teenagers and idiots, you know, because, you know, like one lady wrote, she tweeted, she goes, why do you use Twitter to just do shameless plugs? And I go, because that's what it's there for. Yeah. You know, it's like, if you want to converse with me, call me on the phone.
Right. You could or actually have a reason to get to know me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't need to know some guy's Twinkie at slash hashtag, you know, whatever.
Some people feel that Facebook and Twitter are like pure spots, that they should be ad-free, you know, that they're strictly there for social interaction.
Of course they are, so they don't want to pay for it. You know, that's what people don't understand. The ads are the reason you get it for free. It's like, if you want to pay a monthly service charge, yeah, take the ads off.
Absolutely. Hey, I didn't know this, although I may have heard it once before, but the gal who played your daughter on your show, Jennifer Lawrence, of course, became the big star.
She's done pretty well.
And has done very, very well. Do you take any credit for that, casting her or mentoring her?
Well, I take no credit for what she's done. The only credit I take is that we gave her her first job. But I will tell you this, when we were taping my show, I knew she just had whatever it is.
Right.
You know, you could just see it. And I remember one day I had to go tell her something, and I walked into her dressing room, and there's like four piles of 3 feet high of movie scripts. And I remember thinking, she ain't going to be with us much longer.
No kidding. So you knew. Yeah.
Yeah. She just had that little. And you know what? My biggest wish for Jenny is that that Hollywood doesn't jade her. Because I think the reason people love her right now is because she's a little redneck. I mean, just. You know, she's from Kentucky, and she says what she wants, and it's genuine, and that's the best word to describe her, is genuine.
When she met you, did she say, I can't believe I'm standing next to you, my dad, and my grandfather really loved her?
Yeah, basically, yeah. It was funny. She said, I'm going to bring my whole family to see you. We love you.
Yeah, that's
neat. And I was like, you know, so she was, and the thing was, I don't think she knew she had it. You know, of course she does now, but, you know, like even with her Oscar thing, when she got the Oscar and she tripped and fell and said, the only reason you're standing up is because I fell down. You know, that's so Jenny to say that.
Mm.
You know, it's like she's just a little tomboy, and, you know, it's been weird and fun to see her grow up.
Right.
As my manager says, he goes, you know what, you and Fox really have a real talent for launching other people's careers.
But I know that would make you feel great. I know that.
Yeah. You know, I hope nothing but the best for her. She is just a wonderful little lady, and I'll tell you this right now, I don't think it's the last time you'll see her up for an Oscar.
Bill Engvall. Bill, you also have kids, right? How old are your kids?
26 and 21.
Either of them stand-up comics?
No, thank the Lord. They're both very funny. But it's weird. They're both very funny, but in different ways. Like, my daughter's very dry. I mean, just like Bob Newhart kind of dry sense of humor. And my son is more like the, you know, pie face kind of, you know. He's like, you know, fart jokes kill him.
Perfect.
Yeah,
he could start the whole Fox. He could be the Fox worthy of fart jokes, couldn't he? He could just, like, if
you know,
somebody
let's
should.
Hope, let's hope not.
Bill Engvall coming to the Snoqualmie Casino Thursday, July 11th. And if you have time when you're here, stop in person and enjoy Seattle.
100% legal. Don't think I won't.
All right, we can hook you up. You don't
He's
even need
got
a hookup.
Grandpa's pipe.
Bring that card with you. When you get
I'll bring my grandpa's pipe just to show it to you because it's really cool.
All right. Good talking with you, Bill.
Guys, thank you so much for the time. This has been a really fun one.
Bill Engvall, information on our website, bobrivers.com. That was his request, by the way, the theme song from True Blood.
True Blood, yeah.
What a great record that is. Was that ever a hit?
No.
No?
Nope.
It's amazing. Bra technology, this is Downtown Joe's tease. Bra technology took a giant bounce forward yesterday. There are new innovative inventions surrounding bra technology.
Yes.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. 95.7 KJR is spending Friday in the fast lane. Today at 5 p.m., Steve Slayton will count down the top five Eagles songs as voted on by you. And then it's on. We will give away a pair of tickets to see the Eagles every 5 minutes. Only on 95.7 KJR.
We talk to people all the time to find out what it is they like most about Bartels. For many, it's Bartels' long history of supporting local neighborhoods.
We've always shopped at Bartels forever, and they've always been behind Northwest products.
You know, Bartels has been a family business around here for three generations. Is that important to you?
Very important. My husband and I believe in shopping local, and we're Seattleites.
Yep.
And Bartels has what we need.
Shopping in a well-stocked, well-organized store with truly helpful people is what local folks appreciate.
People who live in Seattle, we're busy. We get caught in traffic.
No kidding.
We're busy with our jobs. We need to have people acknowledge that our time is valuable.
Yep.
The difference of Bartels is that it's a, you know, a family-owned company, and it's friendly, and it's always clean, and they really go out of their way to help you.
Could a dietary supplement help lower your cholesterol? Bartel Drugs has an opportunity for you to enroll in a clinical trial of a new, all-natural supplement and get paid $100. See your Bartel pharmacist to find out more and see if you qualify.
For the freshest produce, Safeway stays close to the people who are close to the land.
I'm a fourth-generation farmer. My grandpa always said there's nothing better for the soil than the farmer's own footsteps on it.
Farmers like Mike Jackson of Kingsburg Orchard plant, nurture, and harvest delicious fruits and vegetables that get delivered to Safeway every single day. Right now, with your club card, Safeway has delicious red cherries for just $2.99 a pound. Amazing produce fresh from our farmers. That's ingredients for life. Safeway. What will be in your glass when you toast to summer fun? Well, Safeway is making it easier to consider all your summer beverage options with incredible savings. Just use your club card and you can save 30% on any vodka and all Washington wines. Say, cheers, it's summer, to our beverage sale. Save 30% on all Washington wines and any vodka at Safeway. Ingredients for life. Offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. Please drink responsibly.
T-Mobile presents Simple Choices. We're going around the country giving people simple choices. Today, we're at the beach with Lori.
Hi.
Lori, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, choose A or B. A, a trip to Jamaica. B, a trip to jail.
Jamaica.
Next. A, win the lottery, or B, lose at bingo.
The lottery.
Yes, last one. A, get the new Samsung Galaxy S4 from T-Mobile for less than $150 down. B, pay $50 more at AT&T and sign a two-year contract.
Hello, T-Mobile.
See, now your choice is simple. Get the new Samsung Galaxy S4 at T-Mobile for just $149.99 down, plus taxes and fees at activation. So go to a participating T-Mobile store now. T-Mobile. Unleash. If you cancel wireless service, remaining balance on phone becomes due. AT&T comparison based on published upfront cost of the GS4 is of $523.2013. For well-qualified buyers, down payment and 24 monthly payments of $20. 0% APR, OAC. Not available in DC. See participating stores for details.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle... well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill. That's why our appetites awaken at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and a little bit of sunshine. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
It's grilling season. And Washington's family farmers and ranchers invite you to try boneless beef tri-tip steak at your local Fred Meyer. Beef tri-tip is lean, protein-packed, and great on the grill. For great grill recipes, visit wabeef.org.
So, what are you reading?
An article on TVs. They say Panasonic TVs score very highly against the other brands.
Their plasma TVs have gotten top scores for the last several years.
But it looks like they're kind of high-priced.
Well, the best stuff often costs more than the rest.
Too bad. I don't have $2,000 for a TV.
I hear you. But what if you could get a 55-inch Panasonic plasma TV for $799?
Used? On eBay?
Nope. Brand new in the box.
How?
At Video Only. They've got 55-inch Panasonics on sale for just $799.
This I've got to see. I'm going to check this out now, so...
You won't be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
What could be better than a new Tempur-Pedic mattress? How about covering it in free gifts? Right now at Mattress Discounters, get $300 in free Tempur-Pedic sheets and pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 4 years interest-free financing on approved credit. Complete information at saveatmd.com. Of course, you always get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. But these free gifts won't last. Mattress Discounters Tempur-Pedic bonus event is only for a limited time.
Mattress Discounters!
So, the new guy? He's awesome. We get along really well. He's so much fun. We went to the beach, the mountains, long drives. We're doing everything together. I really like him. And for once, I think I found a guy who's committed. Because last night, he took me somewhere really special. Chevron.
Your car takes care of you. Take care of it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use the gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
Download the Fred Meyer mobile app today and load manufacturer's coupons right to your rewards card. Plus, manage your rewards and fuel points, refill prescriptions, find your nearest store, and create your shopping list. All from your phone or tablet.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like we are dealing with some crowding right now. Southbound 405 approaching 522, northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill. Some crowding through there, especially through the S-curves. It's lighter than normal, but you will see some congestion. Southbound I-5 getting a little bit busier from 44th and Linwood down through Shoreline, but again, it's still a light drive. It looks like Everett to Seattle right now, about a 34-minute drive, so really not too bad.
This traffic report is brought to you by Discount Tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. There's no need to shop around. We'll beat any price, period. And right now, get a $70 Visa prepaid card when you buy any set of Michelin tires. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KTR.
We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs. Meryl Streep, we saw your boobs in Silkwood. Naomi Watts in Mulholland Drive. Angelina Jolie, we saw your boobs in Gia. They made us feel excited and alive. Anne Hathaway, we saw your boobs in Brokeback Mountain. Halle Berry, we saw them in Monsters Ball. Nicole Kidman in Eyes Wide Shut. Marissa Tomei in The Wrestler, but we haven't seen Jennifer Lawrence's boobs at all. We saw your boobs.
Let's hope so.
He won't be back next year, by the way.
Seth MacFarlane? Yeah, was that a flop, that song? Did it flop? Did it just lay there?
That was from the Oscars.
I know.
He has already said that he will not be back to do next year's show.
Is that preempting them not asking him
no,
back?
No, they asked him.
They wanted
they
him
asked
back,
him
so
back.
He was a hit.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I liked it. A lot of people didn't, but they did ask, and he said he's got too much going on. He's too busy. He's got movies. He's got TV shows. He's working hard.
Yeah, I've got too much going on for lots of stuff, too.
You think there's something to it?
Yeah.
Too much work and not enough wonderful credit dropped on his head? Is that what you think?
I don't know him, so I don't know. But I know that I've got too much going on to do something a year from now is a dodge.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. It's not worth it to do the Oscar.
Last year he was sick. When he was building up to it, he had a... bad respiratory infection, and they had to dance and sing and rehearse, and it was stressful. And nobody appreciates if they just look for ways to be unhappy with whoever hosts it.
And by his standards, it's probably not much of a payday. I doubt they pay very well.
And so to say, you know, by my standards, it's not much of a payday. And, you know, and I got a lot of flack for it, even though I worked my ass off. So, you know, it ain't worth doing for me. You don't put that out in a press release.
No, you say you're too busy.
I'm kind of busy.
A lot going on.
Well, those producers are top shelf. Whoever takes the gig will love those guys.
Brought to you by Safeway.
Yeah, they say honesty is the best policy, but not really.
Not always.
Yeah, in life, even. Don't you think, Joe? Sometimes you got to fib. You got to basically say stuff.
Well, you don't have to fib. You just have to be...
You're fibbing right now.
Well, you have to...
See how well it works?
You know?
Sometimes you have to lie. Let me just say lie. It's a gentle lie. It's a fib. But if someone says, I want you to come to my niece's,
square dance recital.
Square dance recital. What do you say? Why would I waste my time at your niece's square dance recital?
No, you can't.
That'll be
that.
The first thing that pops into your head.
You say, it means a lot to me that you think enough of me.
Took the time to invite me. That's one of my best dodges.
Yeah. And then you say, unfortunately, I do have other commitments at that time.
Which are?
Well,
I have to watch things I recorded on my VCR at
right,
that time.
Right, I got to make room. My DVR is almost full. Got to knock out some of these Shark Week shows.
Then you need to have...
There's a mermaid documentary.
Right, right. And if I don't have room for that, you know...
You need to have a couple good ones in reserve, I guess. I mean, you need to find...
Lies in your back pie.
No,
backload.
Not
oh, look at you.
You need
that's
to
brilliant.
Find something to do quick. You
Unfortunately,
know?
Your pie-faced niece is built like a linebacker, and the last thing I would ever want to do is watch her dance.
Trying to flip that skirt up while she's doing a circle.
What
oh,
a
my
nightmare.
God.
Are you more honest? Do you just tell people, no, why would I want to do that? Because
no.
that's something that's in your vocabulary.
No, I can't.
But only to people that you're actually
yes, like you're
totally
close people.
With,
you can say, you know, I know we're supposed to have lunch today, but honestly, I just need to take a nap because I'm so tired. And they will accept that because they know that you come from a place of love. But
also,
other people
you
don't.
Also come from a longer relationship where they know that this isn't how you are all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric.
According to a survey in Psychology Today, the average person lies 1.65 times a day.
Sounds about right.
Sounds low.
It sounds like they're lying.
Right down for the day.
Totally sounds like they're lying.
But who's to define? I mean, there are bad lies and there are good lies.
Right.
Like necessary lies, like saying that my ring doesn't come off so that my son won't keep trying to pull it on my finger. That's a lie, but I have to do that.
Please stop pulling on my finger. It won't work.
Well, we can't lose mommy's ring. That's important. So it just doesn't come off.
He wants
off.
To take your ring off? How come?
He wants to play with it.
Oh, he's fascinated. He's reaching out and touching everything.
Shiny. It's shiny.
Speaking of reaching out and touching things, what's the advancement in bra technology, Joe?
The advancement in bra technology, as announced yesterday, is patented volumetric fit system.
The patented volumetric fit system.
Yes. Jockey.
Is it basically plaster of Paris? And a box that you put it in, right?
No.
Let it harden.
No.
Wait for it.
We already did this years ago.
No, I guess there's two different ways of buying bras, and I haven't ever bought one. But
let's hear you talk about it.
Yeah, Jody can fill in the
why
in
I
the
believe you're
here.
The resident expert.
Yeah. Well, there's one way is off the rack, and you've got a 32C or
that's like buying a suit for you,
or whatever.
You're right,
right
so far.
Some people don't fit off the rack because they're so ginormous.
Right.
Well, and then the other way is to go in there and have a custom fit, like somebody measure you up and
all up and down the sideways.
You know, probably yeah, right. Tailor you a bra, right?
And by the way, 8 out of 10 women are walking around with the wrong bra on.
And that's,
if you think that it's no big deal.
That's what they say.
That's what happens when you bring two women over. They get dressed in the dark before before morning. They put the
no,
wrong bra
you
on.
Just you,
that's not why
you don't know how to size nope. yourself, and it's certainly not that easy because there's two measurements. There's cup in front, and look what I'm doing with my hands. This will entertain you guys for a while. There's the cup in front, and then there's the size in the back, which is the width of your back. And I don't want to bore you, but let's just say 8 out of 10 women have it all wrong.
What are they doing wrong? Do they want to buy something that looks like a number or a size that they want to believe they are?
No, it's like if your boobs fit into it, then you think, oh, this one fits. But that's not the case.
Oh.
You're supposed to be supportive,
right.
And every woman is built differently. It's supposed to lift you up and hold you in place.
And that's where Jockey is going with this new fitting thing, is they say not all boobs are made the same.
They're not.
I would think something with the name Jock in it would be made by men, though.
They do. I was kind of surprised that they're leading the charge here on changing things. But they do women's, too, apparently,
oh,
Jockey.
Jockey does men's underwear and men's T-shirts and stuff.
Right.
But they also do women's You know, it's not a number one fashion brand. It's a comfort brand.
So is this cool? I mean, is it a big deal that women are getting better bra technology, or is it more about educating women that 8 out of 10 of them are walking around with not the right comfort and support?
Well, I'd like to see what Jockey built. I think that they're probably trying to jockey for a better position in the market, because right now they're sort of like the fruit of the loom for women.
Right,
like they're
right.
They're like Hanes. They're not your number one go-to bra.
Well, Jackie. What they've got...
They're the T-Mobile of bras.
Yeah.
We've got a picture of it here. They've got a series of cups that they will mail you in the mail. You can see this picture, Jody. It's in the article there.
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of cups because they say... No, they're not shaped the same. Just because you're the same size doesn't mean you're going to be the same
right.
That's
bra.
Right. Because one woman who's a 36B might be a droopy B, and another woman might be a perky B.
Exactly. So yeah. Now the sizing will be like you might be a 9-34, or you might be a 5-34.
Yeah.
Not all 34s.
Oh.
It can't just be A, B, and C. They've got different
grades. You know, they've been doing this for eyes for a while. When you get your contact lenses, it's not just, you know, things that go over you to correct your vision is also how your eyeball is shaped.
Yeah.
And part of it
as
well.
Now they're going to be able to dial it in with like 500 different sizes, you know, and you can still buy off the rack. I mean, you can find your right size.
Are they giving, you know, it's always about the women. Are they giving men this advancement in jockstrap technology?
I don't think we've ever really needed it. I mean, I don't know.
I think 10 out of 10 men are walking around with the wrong thing cupping them.
I haven't been cupped since Little League, so I couldn't tell you. I don't have a...
Yeah, who wears cups? Guys don't wear cups when they're going out for... I mean, grown men don't wear cups.
But men are men. We don't need support. We just let them just, you know, however they scrunch, however it goes, is fine with us.
Right.
It's sort of the point I was trying to make.
Yeah.
You women, you know, everything's got to be this or that. And I'm curious about, yes, I know. I'm curious.
Go ahead, brother. I'll help you come back, but you're going out on your own.
I'm curious. All right. For years, I heard in every television ad, remember those TV ads were made by those guys from Mad Men, and they cared about women a lot.
Yeah.
All I heard was that you have to be comfortable. And now you're saying if you're comfortable, that's not really right, that you have to be lifted and supported. But I also read conflicting things that said, honey, that's how it started.
Uh-huh.
Even if you're lifted, it's not going to change how you age.
Right. That is true.
Okay.
This is brought to you by State Farm. I know some women who wear bras every second. They wear them to bed because they feel like if they're supported all the time, they're not going to fall.
Keep the perkiness.
That's not the case.
God has a plan for you, and perky ain't in it.
Yeah. Anyone who's ever breastfed knows that.
Right.
You are a different person from how you start.
Isn't it kind of a female Popeye? I am's, and just wear something comfortable.
No.
Is this a bunch of bull, technology?
It's 100% not a bunch of bull.
Okay.
A great bra changes your whole day. A lot of women think that for comfort, or like if you're going to use a jackhammer or you're going to go out and go for a jog, then you use a sports bra. And otherwise, you just have a regular bra. Today, I wish I could just take my shirt off and show you something right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
I happen to be
wearing... I wish you trusted us. Yeah.
You know, other than the people would think badly of it, who cares? But I mean...
The point is that I'm wearing it... Here, I'll just...
In the context of news...
Here, I'll move it. Yeah, I'll pull it down.
I can't
like
look,
this,
actually.
So I'm not showing you my boobs. I'm just showing you my tank top.
Even covered, I can't look when you're pointing at them because it's just against my religion.
Okay.
I'll look for both of us.
Look.
I'm looking.
See?
So I can look. He has no religion.
Well, this bra supports me.
Absolutely.
You see how high up they are? They're like in my chin.
Yep.
They're actually very comfortable right now, too.
I'm happy that you are comfortable.
This is a fantastic bra.
Right.
They're not all made like this.
Now, is that custom?
I didn't hear words you said, by the way.
just nodded and said yes.
Fully support you.
Is that something you paid custom to have made? Or
no, I lucked into this
just
one.
Got
And by the way, when they perfect this technology, can Kirkland slap a Kirkland sticker on it and sell it for 1/3 the price? Or is this going to be expensive?
It's probably not going to be expensive. Women just don't know.
That's the thing. I mean, having a bra fit properly was usually only a high-end store had that kind of service available. You go to Nordstrom, they'll offer you that service.
They'll do it.
But you pay for it.
I think Lisa went to the Nordstrom bra thing once. I don't know what she ended up doing. Rob in Maple Valley, hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, speaking about boobs and gravity, you know, gravity's kind of a bitch. Kind of like a jackhammer on them boobs.
Like a jackhammer.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You thought about that one, huh?
He had time.
Dad talking about boobs.
That was the word of the day was jackhammer, right?
Boobs, yeah.
I don't know how you work that in. Yeah.
Bob, you got yourself a BECU family four-pack of tickets to see the Seattle Mariners against the Houston Astros on Monday, June 10th at 7:10 p.m.
Cool.
Thanks for listening for the last word of the day at the end of the show. Jody presents the last word of the day. And the following day, when you hear it in the show, if you're the first person to call and put it in a sentence, then you win.
Raws are a little spendy, too. $60. I don't know if that how spendy that is. But
yeah, that's on the expensive side.
Yeah.
I don't know. Onward. That's some strange stories today. I'm going to skip that one for now. How about fast food workers unionizing or protesting together?
Walking out and locking up the shop and closing it and marching in the streets.
It's interesting. I have mixed feelings about it. I'm all for people and people having a voice and freedom and speech and saying whatever they want. They're looking for better pay from, is it just McDonald's or is it other fast food stores?
No, they caused a Ballard Taco Bell to close early on Wednesday, Lake City Burger King to close Thursday morning. So it's a bunch of them.
Okay. They want higher pay. Now, have they looked at the prices these places? I'll give you both sides of it. First of all, I'm all for their freedom of speech. So I would not say anything. But have they looked at the prices that's being charged for the food?
You can get a burger with grilled onions for $1 right now, you know, and that's pretty good.
You can also pay $5+ for a Whopper or whatever.
Right. If you go to a restaurant where the food is more expensive, and presumably there's a reason it's more expensive, you will see waiters and waitresses who get tips and make more money, right? So if you're in the food service business, are you suggesting that fast food shouldn't exist? I'll tell you my thoughts behind this, and I'm not on anybody's side. But I go to Taco Time. I love Taco Time. My naturopath even said, as fast food goes, and there's probably an equivalent to Taco Bell, but as fast food goes, Mexico has it kind of right. Beans are, even though they seem like soupy, they're great fiber. And they're good for you. And as long as you don't overdo it on the cheese and the crunchy things, that eating a healthy, like they have a white chicken chili soup, having a chicken natural wrap, I always have them remove the ranch dressing because not only do I not like it, but that's where all the calories are.
It drips everywhere, too, if you're going to shove it in your face while you're driving.
I know. It gets all over your car.
Yeah.
And I skip them, you know, when I'm good, which is not always. I'm not a goody two-shoes like your wife.
You don't get the sweet potato Mexi fries?
No. I mean, yeah. I've had them. I treat once in a while. But mostly I, you know, so it's possible to pull up in front of a window, order something that's healthy and good for you, and stay thin. Now, that's not what these fast food restaurants are known for, but you can do it.
Well, here's what I think about these walkouts and the striking fast food workers. It used to be that fast food jobs were entry-level jobs.
Now they're careers.
The average age of a fast food worker 20 years ago was 17.
Right.
The average age of a fast food worker now is 27.
Formerly laid off from a better job is the average age.
27 years old, the average age of a fast food worker.
That's the average age, which means half of them are 60 and half of them are 12. But
well, most of them are trying to support a family.
Yeah, or their second income of a family.
Right.
So when I drive through now, I think, like, I know you guys will say I'm well off, blah, blah, blah. But I always think in terms of retirement. I think in terms of being on a budget. I think in terms of how could I live cheaply. I always think this radio thing could go away at any time. It's how I was raised by Depression-era people who said everything you have could vanish. So I try to be frugal when I'm not
good
buying.
Good night.
Right. You don't believe me. When I'm not
I'm going to turn this light out now, and pretty soon it all could be gone.
That's right.
Just remember, sweet dreams, little
boy. Just remember, nothing is safe.
Yeah, mommy loves you for today.
Right. Yeah. But I think that way. I mean, Lisa and I will say, like if we go to a store and there's a meal prepared that's a delicious chicken parm or chicken stuffed with something or other, and you can buy it for like $6 and feed the two of us, and there's some left over tomorrow. We go, wow, you know, senior citizens could live on this because, you know, you could practically live on it making nothing. And we, and that's our fantasy, making nothing. Maybe someday it'll come true. But as I drive through and I order, and Lisa makes me ask for the senior citizen discount. Sometimes when she's not there, I don't ask for it.
Want to see my student ID?
Yeah.
Young man.
Well, and nobody's ever questioned me, by the way. I think I look very young.
Very.
But she says it's 10% if you're a senior citizen. And so I look at the prices for a meal of like $5 or $6. And then they take off, you know, 60 cents.
That's the tax. At least they're saving and, the tax.
Right. And then as I'm getting to the window, I go, I'm trying to imagine. I have this other thing where, do you ever think about the source of all the things you use? Jody, I know, does. You get a farmer's markets and all that. I always think that that piece of lettuce had to be picked to support a family. And that, you know, those beans had to be harvested. And those chickens had to be raised, I'm sure, lovingly. And actually, Taco Bell's kind of known for their
Taco Time.
Taco Time.
Yeah, that's the one. The stuff is locally sourced.
It's locally sourced. Yeah. And they're known for that, and they take great pride in that. Yeah. It's one of the reasons I go.
It's fresh. It's fresh food you're eating.
But I'm thinking of all the people that had to make a living, and I wonder, how do they make a nickel giving you food so cheap? So you fast food workers, I feel for you. I would love for everybody to do better. But I wonder, if you get more pay, the chain reaction is that food costs more. Then some people can't afford it.
They make $9.50. Yeah. They want $15.
$15.
That's what they want.
Do you know what that would do to the what I'm sure are very thin profit margins of a company that's trying to locally source food? It would put them out of business.
All the texters are against the fast food workers.
Isn't that amazing? I'm not. I mean, I'm for them desiring to do better. I'm just not sure that it's the fast food restaurant's job to provide that for them.
They also want other things. They want better chance to move ahead in the company, which you can imagine there should be a way to
streamline.
What's
ahead? The person who okays my senior citizen discount? Is that a decision maker?
They probably want managerial track. But you got to think that an amazing worker
would
get managerial
do?
Track.
Does the manager make sure the ranch thing is always full? I mean, what are we talking
about? I think they make more.
Fast food worker manager is a hell job, I'll tell you that right now. Because what you do is the scheduling, keeping the staff up, and nobody minds quitting fast food.
Yeah, but if you're the manager of a McDonald's, I'm sure that you probably get benefits. You probably get decent pay versus $9.50 an hour.
And by the way, I'm not anti-fast food. You know, I'm kind of generally pro-business, a little bit of a bootstrap, pull yourself up, do what you want to do. And if the place you're at you don't like, if you can change the place, do. But if you can't, move.
One thing I know about striking is it's reasonably hard work, and you get hungry. Where do you go to eat when you're a fast food worker on strike?
Do you get free food?
Making $9 an hour. I mean, you don't dare go to a fast food place.
Right? You can't go to Outback.
No.
I guess even though that's like sandwiches for
more like a chain, but that's in between. That's not fast. It's not super cheap, even though it's cheap compared to Metropolitan Grill.
But it's pretty amazing the viral way of this strike. Like yesterday, they're in downtown Seattle, and they go to a Subway, and they tell, lock your doors, come join us. Lock your doors, come join us.
Right.
Girl turns on the light, locks the door, and she's out there striking.
Wow. Who's with the fast food workers? I'm neither with them nor against them, but I look at the odds of success that they have. And I'm not so sure that they're trying to get blood from a rock. I'm not so sure these companies have the kind of margins to pay them what they dream of making. And if they did, and fast food jumped, let's say inflation came to fast food, how would that affect the rest of our population that requires to eat cheap? It's interesting.
Texter says, they make enough already. We have the highest minimum wage in the United States. Fast food jobs are meant to be stepping stones into better careers.
Yeah, but you know what? That highest minimum wage that we have was, and I'll take the other side. That highest minimum wage that we had is crap. And it's the same height minimum wage that it was, what, 10, 12 years ago? It hasn't really raised.
The last couple of years.
Yeah. Bob, they're part-time workers. They have no medical insurance. A lot of them are supporting families. Why don't you try their hours and their wages for a month?
Well, I wouldn't. I'd quit and I'd do something else. I'm not being that guy entirely. I have a lot of empathy for them, and I thoroughly respect their right to speak up and put the pressure on. But what happens if they win? Lots of callers. I'll tell you what. I know we have Marco Collins coming in next hour. Do we have time to fit some callers in before Marco starts?
Yeah, we got 10 minutes probably.
Okay. So the fast food debate, it's major news right here. A McDonald's on Fifth Ave near Seattle Center, mobbed with fast food workers protesting. A Ballard Taco Bell had to close down early. Are you on anybody's side? What's your analysis of the fast food uprising?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, it looks like we are dealing with some crowding right now. Southbound 405 approaching 522, northbound 405 through the S-curves up into the Kennedale Hill. Some crowding through there, especially through the S-curves. It's lighter than normal, but you will see some congestion. Southbound I-5 getting a little bit busier from 44th and Linwood down through Shoreline, but again, it's still a light drive. It looks like Everett to Seattle right now, about a 34-minute drive, so really not too bad.
This traffic report is brought to you by Discount Tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. There's no need to shop around. We'll beat any price, period. And right now, get a $70 Visa prepaid card when you buy any set of Michelin tires. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Chicago is my hometown.
With iHeartRadio's 1500 live stations, you can listen to sounds in Chicago, home to REO Speedwagon's Kevin Cronin.
When it comes to radio, all of us kind of have a nostalgic connection to how it was, and you kind of think that was the best it could be in, but the world is always evolving.
Listen to your favorite stations or stations perfect for any mood or activity. Free apps for your smartphone, tablet, or online. iHeartRadio.com. Now available on Asus tablets with Asus at 5 Plus.
I'll admit it, I very much love weekends. I love sleep, and I get a lot more of it on the weekend because, let's face it, I get up at 3 a.m. to do the job of my choice, which I love my job, but that 3 a.m. alarm clock I don't love so much. So this weekend I will be spending a lot of quality time on my Tempur-Pedic mattress that I got from Sleep Country USA. Well, it's been pushing almost 2 years now. And that mattress it just fits me like a glove. If you've never tried a Tempur-Pedic mattress, this would be a great weekend to get into Sleep Country USA and lay around on one for a while. See what you think, because they've got mattress price wars going, but they do end Sunday. Some deals right now on the Tempur-Pedic. You can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. You can get no interest for 3 years if paid off in full with 36 months free interest financing on approved credit with just minimum payments required on the Tempur-Pedic. And of course, you can check out all the other brands, too, while you're there. Mattress price wars at Sleep Country USA. They end Sunday.
Hey, it's Bob, and you know, if you're thinking of selling jewelry or gold, you can find some great information that'll help you with the process on the KJR website. Just go to 957kjr.com/sellgold. You can thank me later.
So you're having a turkey sandwich today. Wonderful. Do you know what it's made of? Is it real turkey breast or little scraps ground up and shaped to look like turkey breast? Does it contain seaweed extract? Is this thing they call turkey pre-sliced and sitting in a tub? For how long? A day? A month? And you're prepared to have this turkey for lunch? To trust it with your kids? Really? We have a better idea. Boar's Head Turkey. When you order Boar's Head Oven Gold Turkey or Maple Honey Turkey, you know where it comes from. The leading premium deli company in America. It's made with pure turkey breast. No mysterious parts, no scraps, no seaweed extract. It's sliced fresh when you order it. In short, with Boar's Head, you can count on turkey you trust. Boar's Head.
Compromise elsewhere.
Try a slice of Boar's Head premium deli meats and cheeses in select supermarkets, gourmet stores, and fine eateries.
For the freshest produce, Safeway stays close to the people who are close to the land.
I'm a fourth generation farmer. My grandpa always said there's nothing better for the soil than the farmer's own footsteps on it.
Farmers like Mike Jackson of Kingsburg Orchard plant, nurture, and harvest delicious fruits and vegetables that get delivered to Safeway every single day. Right now, with your club card, Safeway has delicious red cherries for just $2.99 a pound. Amazing produce fresh from our farmers. That's ingredients for life. Safeway. What will be in your glass when you toast to summer fun? Well, Safeway is making it easier to consider all your summer beverage options with incredible savings. Just use your club card and you can save 30% on any vodka and all Washington wines. Say, cheers, it's summer, to our beverage sale. Save 30% on all Washington wines and any vodka at Safeway. Ingredients for life. Offer valid on 750 milliliter or larger bottles. Please drink responsibly.
If you've been reading one of those big so-called news websites, you may have read the story about the male mongoose migrating meticulously through Madagascar. You may have seen the one about tawdry troubled teens tormenting traffic in Timbuktu. And you may have realized that most of that stuff has absolutely no bearing whatsoever on your life. That's why there's the Kitsap Sun, your in-depth source for sports, business, lifestyle, and politics. From breaking national stories right down to the local news that's relevant to you. So, stop wasting your time reading that perfectly puzzling piece on Polish politicians paving their proponents and get the news that actually affects your life. The Kitsap Sun. Putting your world in your hands. Get it in print, on your mobile device, and online at kitsapsun.com.
Gum disease may not sound serious, but it is linked to diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. Be good to your body and maintain good oral health. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You may know that Geico has agents. But what you didn't know is they're among us. You'd have no idea, but they're there. Everywhere you look, they're helping people save money on car insurance. Making them feel secure, happy, comfortable.